I think it all has to do with energies and vibrations, that every substance, which includes living things and plants, but also chemical and biochemical substances within them and around us, all have unique electromagnetic energy signatures, frequency signatures. This touches on the work of Jacques Benveniste. Do you remember The Memory of Water Man?
Yes.
Before he died, sadly he died about 18 months ago, but the last thing he was working on was being able to encode the signatures of different substances. He put them through transducers, got them into a computer on a digital form, and was able to send them over the internet, email attachments and, you know, down the telephone wires. These were decoded in another place, and usually universities, and I'm talking respectable science here, but when the signature was decoded, then you actually got the performance of the drug or the substance, but there was none of it there. So again, it's kind of virtual medicine, isn't it? There is no substance, there's just a virtual substance, and yet it has these pharmacological effects. So it seems to me pretty clear that we're living in a whole electromagnetic environment. We're receiving massive frequencies that we're exposed to, some of which are interacting, and some of them create their own kind of automatic other side, if you like, or their antithesis. I've forgotten what the term is in wave technology. An inversion of the wave. So I don't think it's any surprise that if you get one wave form present, then you get its inversion somewhere around in the environment, in some part of the planet anyway. That's how I see it in energetic terms, certainly. I mean, the bigger issue is a philosophical one about, you know, why God would give us disease, never mind giving us remedies to go with them. But that's not really my issue.
It is out there, though. You just have to find it. And it is remarkable.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
You write about the Vega machine in your book. What is that?
Well, to explain why the Vega machine is a good idea, let's go back a little bit before that. And let's drop in to pay a visit on Chinese traditional medicine, because I mentioned that, or the crossover that's featured in this book. Chinese traditional medicine has a long history. It goes back thousands of years, but various people have tackled the science of it in the 20th century. One of the remarkable figures is a German chap called Reinhold Voll. He started out with a simple ohm meter. He called it a Dermatron, but he found that if you wander around over the skin, there are certain places where resistance will drop. Normally the dry skin has a resistance of about a million ohms, or 2 million ohms, sorry. But in certain places it drops to 100,000 ohms, and these spots actually coincide with the Chinese acupuncture points. So there's something different about the skin at that point. In fact, let me just tell you quickly, another device I put into virtual medicine is something called an AccuVision, and that's really awesome. We can charge a person. The person holds the electrodes, and we charge them up to about 50,000 volts. It's a very low current, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the lights down, and if we put a dielectric over the skin, you can see the acupuncture points light up. There's a stream of blue biophotons coming out of the skin at the point where the Chinese said these acupuncture... I have no idea how they knew that. They didn't have an AccuVision. They didn't even have a simple ohm meter. But they figured out where these are. Anyway, Reinhold Voll investigated in the 50s and 60s and 70s. His system eventually became known as electroacupuncture, according to Voll. And it's a fascinating system. It says you can not only test meridians. For example, you can test, say, the liver meridian. You might detect what's called an indicator drop, meaning it doesn't hold its energies very well. That might suggest some pathology. But we can actually go further than that and test remedies that might get rid of that indicator drop. So that the inference is that remedy would help, you know, that it cancels the negative indicator signal, and therefore it's likely to be a successful remedy. All of that came from Voll's work. It's really very fascinating. The trouble is it was rather laborious. In its original form, it used to take many hours to test something like 600 acupuncture points. That got narrowed down to a much faster system, but it would still take a couple of hours and still meant the patient semi-undressed. You know, you'd be exploring meridians partway up the arm, partway up the legs.
Sure.
In the 70s, a chap called Helmut Schimmel had the bright idea of saying, well, let's not just use different acupuncture points. Let's use one acupuncture point, but test it with different organ preparations. So the probe would always go on the same spot on the skin, but you'd put to it or connect it in the circuit with, say, some liver tissue, lung tissue, thymus tissue, you know, all the different organs. And on this system, you would get the indicator drop when the liver tissue was put in. So that would tell you there was some problem with the liver. And again, you would look for the remedy that might eliminate that negative drop. It was a great idea. And both of these systems, they both belong to a scheme called EAV, or electroacupuncture, according to Voll. Schimmel's is only really an outspring of that. But it leads to, typically, it leads to therapies in a dimension that we call complex homeopathy. It's not quite like ordinary homeopathy. They tend to be mixtures and remedies that are organ-based. But it's a whole discipline to itself. And a very useful one. I found it extremely good. I had a Vega machine in the 80s. But one of the problems that eventually grew on me, and it does with everybody who uses one of these machines, is that you begin to realize that your own thoughts will influence it. And it's back to what I was saying about consciousness and the quantum domain. And in fact, it got so bad that people would have to try and, think of something else or hum a tune while they were testing in order to not think anything that would adversely influence the system. And eventually, to be honest, I just sold it because I called it electromagnetic dowsing. I mean, I thought, well, if my intuition or my conscious thoughts are influencing the machine like this, I may as well just go with the intuition, go with what I already know. So I never used a Vega machine after that.
Do you believe that there's an ability to tap into the universe for this ability?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'd like to tell you about an interesting device that actually is in this stable. It's called the QXCI, and it's the CI part stands for consciousness interface. Instead of struggling with the problem, it's actually made a virtue out of it. And the way I've written about it in Virtual Medicine is basically to say that the real detector is the operator, and the machine is not really relevant. But this device, the QXCI, or I think it's marketed as an EPFX here in the States, has a great capability for detecting in this sort of way, using the acupuncture model, using the complex homeopathy model. And it's quite shameless about saying it's really just consciousness anyway. It looks like it's a machine, but the machine is just an interface. And I've seen very good results with that too. I don't have one, but I think it's a great device, and I know some people are really, masters at using that and get very, very good results.
Well, that is there's something though about this alternative energy medicine that science should catch up with, but they're not. Why aren't the mainstream scientists, mainstream medicine, dealing with this?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's tempting to go the old, use the old bitch and say it's all controlled by the drug industry and so on. But actually, I think the problem is more subtle than that. I think that basically doctors don't know enough advanced physics. Some would say they don't seem to know much medicine either, but that's another story. But the advanced physics really is the secret. I have a colleague in Manchester, he's retired now, but a professor in Manchester, England, who used to say, alternative medicine is really just advanced physics. If you know the advanced physics, it's not such a problem. But unfortunately, because of specialization, doctors just don't get exposed to that enough. They don't know the physics, and therefore it looks strange. Field effects and non-locality and all these things all exist in the quantum domain. We know they have a sound scientific basis.